Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, Jason Middleton. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jennifer.
All right. Can we start with Lululemon?
Sure.
Why not? Because I feel like Lululemon is a, you seem cagey on this idea. But you said, sure.
Yeah, no, we're going to talk about a zero tolerance policy. And those always kind of like raise flags for me because the whole point of human existence is nuance, right? So zero tolerance seems really silly, but they fired two people because people broke into a Lululemon store, grabbed a bunch of stuff by the front door and left. And then two employees chased them out. And then those employees got fired. And Lululemon is standing by their, they don't want their employees to engage in theft because of safety issues. Totally understandable, right?
Right.
Totally get that. I mean, just in San Francisco last month at a Walgreens on Market Street, you know, somebody tried, you know, there was a shooting involving something like that. And that's being looked at too. So I understand that they're standing by it. They don't want to encourage this behavior. At the same time, I mean, zero tolerance just kind of bugs me, I guess.
I agree with this because here's the thing. We're all human beings. And to me, what that stresses is that they love their jobs and that their knee-jerk reaction was to be loyal and protect the company they were working for.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was probably a visceral muscle memory kind of reaction. Like, hey, that person is doing something they're not supposed to do. They're taking our stuff, our merch. I'm going to go get it. Now, maybe there needs to be more training. Maybe that needs to be more of a culture thing. If this is a new-ish policy, and it seems to be rather new-ish, then maybe that needs to be reinforced from the corporate level down. And just like their first muscle memory should be to just let that happen because the CEO says, look, that's just merchandise. It's not people. Totally understandable there too. There's no wrong side to this necessarily, but firing two people for trying to do something like this might I think maybe a probation or some retraining may have been
That's what I was going to say. Why not just tell them like, hey, that's not what you're supposed to do. Here's what you do. But high five. Thanks for thinking about the company.
I mean, that would have made a better headline, I think.
I think so, too. It would have made the company look like it really valued its employees. In fact, this one just kind of makes it look like, oh, well, we have a corporate policy. We checked the box. You did it wrong. See you later.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's a high profile example for other, you know, employees, obviously, but at what cost?
Right. Exactly. Okay. Speaking of costs, all the crime that's going on in San Francisco, you and I were there for a bazillion years. And I think when both of us left, I don't know, 7 years ago, I guess so. That when we left, the city was getting bad, but not to the point that it is now. Like people will not go downtown, or they go downtown thinking like, oh, I'm going to get this experience. And I've talked to people who have said, we left our kid, you know, like we found needles on the street. There was, you know, human waste on the street. I mean, it's bad down there. And now speaking of leaving, you have this major hotel company who says, nope, we are not going to make payments on this loan for our San Francisco Union Square location. Yeah. That's huge.
No, it's huge. And it's such an iconic building. So we're talking about the Hilton Hotel. We're talking about two hotels. The big one is the one right next to Union Square, right at the foot of Market Street, right across the street from the Ferry Building.
Yep.
And it's a huge, iconic, quasi-brutalist kind of look. And it's no small shakes. It's got like, it's got almost 2,000 rooms, right?
Yeah.
And then if you go up Market Street, about 6 blocks or so, up close to the Westfield Shopping Center, that one up there called the Park 55, that's got 1,000 rooms. They're not going to pay the debt on that one either. This is a large publicly traded real estate investment company. It's the biggest one in the country. This goes towards, I'm doing some notes for my show this weekend about commercial real estate, because if we do tip into a recession, commercial real estate may be the tipping point. We've been dealing with this stubborn inflation for a long time. We've been dealing with a really hot labor market, and then nobody wants to go back to work. And so corporate real estate is cratering, especially in Los Angeles. And now we're seeing it in San Francisco.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the reason is you see it more, I think, in San Francisco, because the city, I mean, for everybody who doesn't know, it's 7 miles by 7 miles. It's dinky when you look at it that way. And when you have this much crime and the homelessness issue packed into this tiny little city footprint, you really see things on the street that maybe where LA is way more spread out, our issues might be just here and there. In San Francisco, it is consolidated.
Yeah, everything is kind of boiled down in San Francisco as an urban region.
Yep.
Because you said 7x7, right? So everything is at the tip of the peninsula, and getting across the gate, that's a different thing. Oakland, different thing. But in San Francisco itself, when you have the tech company diaspora, and then you have hybrid work and people not wanting to come into the office downtown, this is a compounding problem. They're in a doom cycle when it comes to the downtown San Francisco, which is sad to see.
And I think that that's a valid argument for people who were like, hey, when the pandemic started a few years ago, maybe things weren't quite as bad, but it has been such a snowball downtown. I'm not coming back to work. I don't want to put myself in that situation. And I don't blame them for it.
I think it was just a week ago, right? San Francisco started advertising in other cities saying, hey, come visit us.
Yes. And I mean, that's just proof right there. Can we talk about Genesis? So this is Hyundai's luxury brand. And for anybody who says, I don't really know what that looks like, it was the car that Tiger Woods was driving when he went too fast and lost control and almost lost the use of a leg.
Mm-hmm.
So this is this luxury brand now that seems to really be pushing itself. And I mean, this is a sexy looking SUV.
It is indeed. And it has really sexy standard safety equipment that actually saved Tiger Woods' life. Apparently,
yes.
They have these cool airbags in between the front driver's seats. So the driver's seat and then the passenger seat in the front. So there are airbags on either side of that. And that was specifically called out by the Transportation Authority to say that is probably the reason Tiger was able to, survive that wreck. And it was a massive wreck. I don't know if you've seen the video. It happened like in February 2021. But the video of it, I mean, that was no tumble. That was a big, big deal.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
yes.
And so the 70 and the 80 both have these eight standard airbags.
And so the 70 and the 80 now will be Genesis is shifting its production now to the U.S. And I guess they're going to put in this plant in Alabama.
Yeah, but Alabama for now. And then they're also, that's the first part of it. And then the electric part of it, the electric model, in order to qualify for the federal $7,500 tax credit, they have to have the batteries made in the U.S. And so they're going to move a factory for battery making to Georgia.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you put them right there together. Sure, that absolutely makes sense.
Sure.
All right, what also makes sense is since tomorrow is my last day at KFI who missed my announcement at the start of the show, I'm moving back to Reading to be with my family. And Jason Middleton is stepping in at least for a couple of weeks. And I, you know what, Jason, I was telling Robin yesterday, I said, the hardest part of this is like, this show has been my baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I got brought in, they were like, hey, can you fix this show and see what you can do with it? And so when you get to create something kind of from the ground up and you get carte blanche and they're like, we just trust you, figure something out. You take so much pride in it. And
mm-hmm.
I honestly, it's like, I kind of feel like I pee on my territory. Like, this is my show. But you guys need to know, I have loved Jason since what are we on, like 12 or 13 years
13
that we've worked
at least,
together?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when we were together in the Bay Area, and we both were part of this massive layoff, and when I got the job at KFI, I immediately had Jason on the show, if you guys remember early on, because this is one of the smartest men I've ever met in my life. And you are a freaking amazing broadcaster. People love you. I love your sense of humor. I love your sense of humor off the air even more because it's just as crazy as mine is. And so I'm going to hand you the baby for a while. And please take care of it. I know you will. And you're going to do an amazing job.
Well, thank you. We will take care of it. We will keep it on the rails. I've got Kono. I've got Tyler. I've got Ann. I've got Michelle. We will keep things moving down here. But we're just going to miss you terribly. I know why you're moving back. And I can't wait to meet the parents. I can't believe it's been 13 years. I haven't met the parents yet. But that's going to have to happen soon, too. So,
they're coming down next week to help me pack. So why don't you come over?
Yeah, that sounds perfect. That sounds perfect. And by the way, your goodbye bag that my daughter and wife and I gave you is here in the office, too. So
I will get that tomorrow. For anybody who doesn't, I don't think I told you guys this morning. I was halfway to work. So I made it from Fontana to Glendora. And all of a sudden, I went, I forgot my phone. And we have that stupid two-factor authentication. And I'm like, I can't get into my email. I won't be able to pull up RCS where all my news is. So I had to call. Once I got home, I had to call Tyler and Michelle and be like, hi, guys. So, hey, guess who's broadcasting from home today? Thank God I still have the emergency studio.
Pop quiz, hot shots. I'm doing it from home.
Jason, you're amazing. Thank Katie and Margo for me. And love you.
Love
you more than you know.
Talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.